important images throughout the entire scriptures is the image of light. You take a look at a Bible concordance and look up the words light or fire, you'll find those words referenced over 700 times throughout the entire Bible. It's an important word. It's an important image to those who wrote the books in the Bible. And it's an important image because of what it suggests about God. I mean, take a look at the very first book in the Bible. The very first chapter, we see the words where God is creating light itself through the utterance of those simple words, "Let there be light." And so there was, and God said it was good. Skip on over to Exodus, and what do we see but a pillar of fire that God uses to be revealed to the children of Israel? And that pillar of fire God uses to guide those Israelites through the wilderness from Egypt into the promised land. Just a couple of books down the road into 1 Kings, you see this incredible scene of the prophet Elijah standing on top of Mount Carmel in this contest between Elijah and the false prophets, the followers of a god named Baal. And what happens in that chapter? Well, God uses fire to rain down on those false prophets and declare victory for Elijah and the followers of God. But not just in the Old Testament. Take a look at the New Testament. And you look at a book called John and you see John using the word light in a peculiar way, saying that Jesus himself was the light of the world. And just the book after that, in the book of Acts, we see an incredible scene at Pentecost where the church at its birth was showered down by the Spirit of God that danced on the shoulders of those people like little tongues of fire. Light and fire are used in some remarkable ways, and in each way, it seems that light is used to give us just a little glimpse about the character of God. Whenever light or fire is used, we learn a little something new about who God is. In Genesis, light shows us God's creativity. In Exodus, light reveals to us God's guidance. In Kings, we see the power of God through light. And in Acts, we are reminded through light of God's presence with us. And then, of course, in John, we see how light reminds us of God's amazing love. Well, then we turn to a passage like we heard this morning in Matthew chapter 5. And we see that word light again and probably expect to learn a little something new about God. You know, Jesus is very well aware of that image of light, but he twists it a little bit in a surprising way. In those four simple words, we hear something that we may not expect. Because Jesus doesn't say in this passage that God is the light of the world. And it's not here where he says, "I am the light of the world." And he doesn't say the religious leaders are the light of the world. What does he say? He says, "You are the light of the world. You are the light." That's a bit surprising. What's Jesus suggesting here? Is he saying that we're God? No, not quite. I mean, after all, that would be blasphemous, wouldn't it? But I think what he's suggesting is that within each and every one of us who are disciples of God, followers of Christ, there is within us the image of God, the light of God's image. In Latin, the word is imago Dei, a simple but very important concept that we remember as the image of God that is inside each one of us. And what Jesus says is that because that is inside us, once we come to know Christ, that image is free to be shown and shared to all who have yet to see it and experience it in darkness. Paul said in one of his letters that when anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And Paul understood that once we become followers of Jesus Christ, that image of God, that light inside us, is now free and new to be revealed to other people. And that is part of our basic new creation, something that each and every one of us have been called to do by God. Many of you know that one of my favorite contemporary devotional authors is a fellow named Max Lucado. He is a pastor of a church in Texas and an author of many, many books. And one of his first books was a book called God Came Near. And in that book is a wonderful chapter and a great story that I thought I would share with you this morning. The chapter is called Light of the Storage Closet. It goes something like this. A few nights ago, a peculiar thing happened. An electrical storm caused a blackout in our neighborhood. And when the lights went out, I felt my way through the darkness into the storage closet where we keep the candles for nights like this. Through the glow of a lit match, I looked up on the shelf where the candles were stored. There they were, already positioned in their stands, melted to various degrees by previous missions. I took my match and lit four of them. And how they illuminated the storage room. What had been a veil of blackness suddenly radiated with soft golden light. I could finally see the freezer that I had just bumped with my knee, and I could see my tools that needed to be straightened. How great it is to have light, I said out loud, and then I spoke to the candles. If you do such a good job here in the storage closet, just wait till I get you out where you're really needed. I'll put one of you, this one, on the table where we can eat. I'll put one of you on my desk so I can read. I'll give one of you to Denilyn, his wife, so she can cross-stitch, and then I'll set you in the living room where you can light up the whole area. I felt a little foolish talking to some candles, but after all, what do you do when the lights go out? I was turning to leave with the large candle in my hand when I heard a voice. Now hold it right there. I stopped. Somebody's in here, I thought. Then I relaxed. It's just Denilyn. She's teasing me for talking to the candles. Okay, honey, cut the kidding, I said in the semi-darkness. And then no answer. Maybe it was the wind. I took another step. Hold it, I said. There was that voice. My hands began to sweat. Who said that? I did. The voice was near my hand. Who are you? What are you? I'm a candle. I looked at the candle I was holding. It was burning a strong golden flame. It was red and set on a heavy wooden candle holder that had a firm handle, and I looked around once more to see if the voice could be coming from another source. There's no one here but you, me, and the rest of us candles, the voice informed me. I lifted up the candle for a closer look. You won't believe what I saw. There was a tiny face in the wax. I told you wouldn't believe me. Not just a wax face that someone had carved, but a moving, functioning, flesh-like face full of expression and life. Don't take me out of here! Work with me, people. Come on. Don't take me out of here! What? I said, don't take me out of this room. What do you mean? I have to take you out. You're a candle. Your job is to give light. It's dark out there. People are stubbing their toes and walking into walls. You have to come out and light up the place. But you can't take me out. I'm not ready, the candle explained with pleading eyes. I need more preparation. I couldn't believe my ears. More preparation? Yeah. I've decided I need to research this job of light giving so I won't go out and make a bunch of mistakes. You'd be surprised how distorted the glow of an untrained candle can be. So I'm doing some studying. I just finished a book on wind resistance. I'm in the middle of a great series of tapes on wick buildup and conservation. And I'm reading the new bestseller on flame display. Have you heard of it? No, I answered. You might like it. It's called Waxing Eloquently. I said, that really sounds inter... Then I caught myself. What am I doing? I'm in here conversing with a candle while my wife and daughters are out there in the darkness. All right then, I said, you're not the only candle on the shelf. I'll blow you out and take the others. But just as I got my cheeks full of air, I heard other voices. We aren't going either. It was a conspiracy. I turned around and looked at the other three candles, each with flames dancing above a miniature face. I was beyond feeling awkward about talking to candles. I was getting pretty miffed. You are the candles, and your job is to light dark places. Well, that might be what you think, said the candle on the far left, a long, thin fellow with a goatee and a British accent. You may think we have to go, but I'm busy. Busy? Yes, I'm meditating. What? A candle that meditates? Yes, I'm meditating on the importance of light. It's really enlightening. I decided to reason with them. Listen, I appreciate what you guys are doing. I'm all for meditation time, and everyone needs to study and research. But for goodness sake, you guys have been in here for weeks. Haven't you had enough time to get your wick on straight? And you other two, I asked, are you going to stay in here as well? A short, fat, purple candle with plump cheeks that reminded me of, well, not purple, a beige candle that reminded me of Santa Claus spoke up. I'm waiting to get my life together. I'm not stable enough. I lose my temper easily. I guess you could say that I'm a hothead. All right. The last candle had a female voice, very pleasant to the ear. I'd like to help, she explained, but lighting the darkness is not my gift. All this was sounding too familiar. Not your gift? What do you mean, you're a candle? Well, I'm a singer. I sing to other candles to encourage them to burn more brightly. So without asking my permission, she began a rendition of This Little Light of Mine. I have to admit, she had a good voice. The other three joined in, filling the storage room with some strange singing. Hey, I shouted above the music. I don't mind if you sing while you work. In fact, we could use a little music out there. But they didn't hear me. They were singing too loudly. So I yelled louder. Come on, you guys. There's plenty of time for this later. We've got a crisis out there. They wouldn't stop. So I put the big candle on the shelf and took a step back and considered the absurdity of it all. Four perfectly healthy candles singing to each other about light, but refusing to come out of the closet. I had all I could take. One by one, I blew them out, and they kept on singing right to the very end. The last one to flicker was the female. I snuffed her out right in the middle of that line, won't let Satan puff me out. I stuck my hands in my pocket and walked out in the darkness. I bumped my knee on that same freezer, and then I bumped into my wife. Where are the candles, she asked. I said, they won't work. Where did you buy those candles anyway? Oh, they're church candles. Remember the church that closed down across town? I bought them there. I understood. Let your light so shine. I'll let Max know you like that. Good. Let your light so shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Isn't it amazing that the great Creator created each one of us so uniquely? With our own different abilities and talents, and each one of us with our own specific purpose and mission in the world. Just like candles have different functions, you can use some to light the dinner table. You can use one for reading. You can use one for its fragrance. You can use another for its decoration. Each one of us, uniquely called, with unique talents and abilities, to share that image of God, that light within us, to a world desperately living in darkness. I wonder, well, I'm pretty sure that each one of you sometime this week will meet someone in darkness. I don't know who that person will be. Maybe someone that you've never met before. Maybe someone that you've known for many years. Could be in your house, could be on the phone, could be in your workplace, it could be in the supermarket. But I'm pretty sure that God will send someone your way that needs to see the light of the image of God shown brightly to them. And it is your remarkable task and gift to share it with that person. You might do it through sharing some words about your faith to them. It might be the simple act of kindness that you share with them. It could be a prayer that you have. Whatever it is, you must realize that you have that light within you, the light of that very same God who called you and redeemed you and has created you into a new creature and wants to do the same to everyone else through you. Will you take a moment to let your light shine? In the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer of us all.